RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit thetford.com.
And by Camp Casual, family-owned and operated since 2014, Camp Casual is committed to bringing retro-inspired dishware and home goods to the camping and RVing community. Visit campcasual.com to see what fun products you can add to your RV, your campsite, and your home.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are bringing you our 2017 Holiday Gift Guide. It's our annual roundup of great gifts for loved ones that are on your shopping list.
We each picked some of our favorite items from the past year that would make perfect gifts no matter what your holiday budget is. Plus, we will talk about the exciting things that are getting wrapped up and put under our own family tree this year.
You might think you've heard all about the best RV and outdoor goodies from our 2017 gear guides, but we know there's a few more of our favorite things to share. You are listening to episode number 169, RVFTA's 2017 Holiday Gift Guide.
Before we head into this year's big holiday gift guide, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Camp Casual.
Camping has never, ever, ever been this cool. With the Camp Casual family of products continuing to grow, it's never been a better time to add to your Camp Casual collection. Family owned and run since 2014, Camp Casual is committed to bringing retro-inspired dishware and home goods to the camping and RVing community. All of their dishware is 100% BPA-free, FDA-approved, and dishwasher safe. Now, here's the big news, folks. Camp Casual is extending their pre-Black Friday sale that they just ran over the past week for the public, and they're extending it just for our listeners.
You heard that right. Just for you. Just for RVFTA listeners.
And it's a big, it's a really, really good.
20% off, yeah. Is solid.
It's 20% off everything on campcasual.com. You cannot get a better deal on those throws. If you've been dreaming about one of those blankets that we rave about, and I will tell you, everybody else raves about too. If you go over to our Facebook group, everybody that owns one of these blankets can't stop talking about
them. Just Google crazy people who love their Camp Casual blankets, and there's like a million hits. And
so you need the code CAMP. RVFTA.
Do you see that? It's like RVFTA is in there.
One word, CAMP, RVFTA. All right. All caps. I don't know if you have to do all caps, but just to be on the safe side. I think it's all caps.
I'm just picturing a bunch of like adult lunatics running around at a summer camp for RV owners.
All right. CAMP, RVFTA. You'll get 20% off of everything at campcasual.com. I would do that now. I don't think there's going to be a better deal at any time during the holiday season, although we'll continue to keep rolling them out from Camp Casual. All right. They want to thank you so much for welcoming their products into your RV, your campsite, and your home.
Okay, Stephanie, you're going to go first. It's time for Stephanie's big gift guide list. She's got all kinds of price points, all kinds of items. And I have to be honest, you took me by surprise with a few of these. I really,
really?
I wasn't expecting a whole bunch of them, but we can talk about that as
okay.
We go.
I don't know what I surprised
so
you
So you're
with.
Starting big.
I am. This is, if there is one item that is my big item of the year, this is it. This is the year that I actually got an Apple Watch. Now, I got it for Mother's Day. I asked for it for Mother's Day, and I did receive it. Ask and you shall receive.
I'm not sure I had a choice in the matter.
Because you always complain that I don't ask you for gifts, so this time I nailed it.
I have finally broken you down. Stephanie, for the first 20 years I knew her, was tortured by like asking for particular gifts, and I think I finally beat you into submission.
Yeah, now I'm just like, well, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to tell them what I want, and I'm going to get it. Fine. Okay, I can play this game.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game to play.
I've been doing it with my mother for decades.
Yeah, it took me a while. You're right. So I did. I asked for the Apple Watch, and I got it, and I love it. as much or more, really, than I thought I would. So I got the Series 2, all right? There are three, right now, there are three Apple Watches. There's a Series 1, 2, and 3. The third series was just released, so it wasn't even out when I got the Series 2. Now, all right, what's the difference? Well, first of all, the Series 3 is going to be the most expensive at this point, all right? It is going to also offer you GPS and cell service, which the Series 2, which is what I have, doesn't have. So you're going to pay a premium for that, and there's really no sales to be had on the Series 3, just like there were
typical of Apple products.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to say that there are deals to be had out there, especially I'm hearing on Black Friday, I've seen it online, for the Series 2 and the Series 1. So if you kind of want to like dip your toe into the world of the Apple Watch, but you don't want to splurge on that like $399 price point for the Series 3, I actually love my Series 2, and I'm not even upset that I didn't get the Series 3.
A lot of people don't need the newest. You know,
right.
Like for instance, I love my iPhone. I don't need a new one every time a new one comes out. If mine's working fine, it's working fine.
Yeah. Now, the Series 2 that I have has the waterproof element to it that the Series 1 doesn't. And I would highly recommend splurging to get that. So am I going to swim in that watch, even though they say I should be able to?
No. But is Wesley going to pour a full glass of water on you? Yes.
And I did end up diving into the pool to pull him out this summer one time. And of course, because I wasn't planning on going in, I had my watch on. And I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I ruined my watch. I was able to come out. You do this little like water draining thing. It does this weird pulsing and whatever.
Like it's like a push button thing?
It's like a setting, and it like does this thing where it's supposedly like air, you know, water like airing out or whatever. I don't know.
That's pretty cool and impressive.
Yeah.
Now, I'm interested in something you said, though. You said that you're using it more than you thought. So can you tell everybody what you thought you would use it for and then how you did end up using it?
Well, I got it for a really weird reason. I had actually bought my first Fitbit, seriously, a decade after everybody else got a Fitbit. And it was really irritating my skin. So it turns out that I have a metal allergy. And I went online to research, like, why is my Fitbit giving me this huge rash and everything? And I found out that this is just the case for so many fitness trackers. And if you're sensitive to it, you are going to break out.
It was like freaky weird. You were actually getting a rash.
I had a rash all over my wrist that I couldn't, you know, it was so uncomfortable. So I found out that the Apple Watch is really the only, like, fitness tracker that doesn't have that. So I was like, okay, so, well, it's an expensive fitness tracker, but hey, if it's going to make me comfortable, well, I love it because this is the best part. Our phones make us very connected, right? So I love the fact that I can, of course, you can reach out at any time during the day if you need to reach me and get me. My kids, if their school needs to get me, they can get me during the day. But the problem is our phones also hold like a whole different realm of distraction. So how many of us like go over to our phone to check one thing? And then 5 minutes later, we can't even remember what we went to our phone for because we went down the bunny path of like whatever this notification
the bunny
and
trail
that
of doom.
Yeah, and that was really hard for me. But then I realized with my watch, it's awesome because I get the alerts for text messages and phone calls on my phone, but nothing else. I have all of my other alerts turned off. So if I have my phone in the other room and my watch on and I'm working in my office, I know if I have a call that's important coming through or a text that's important, but I don't have all the other sort of eye candy distractions of my phone.
So it's good for when you're hiking. It's good for when you're walking. You do a lot of walking around the neighborhood with friends. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now your next gift, that it surprised me and it makes all the sense in the world. And I think it's a great recommendation, but it came out of nowhere.
Really?
Me. Yeah.
All right. So my next one is SiriusXM. And I think of many of the things that we have as a family, we get more use and pleasure out of our SiriusXM subscription than almost anything else. Like we get tons of value out of that.
I could live without cable in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You cancel my cable before you cancel my SiriusXM. Because we're traveling a lot in the RV, I love the fact that we have all of these different channels. If we want to hear new alternative music, if we want to hear old country music, if we want to listen to the news. And also, I love the fact that there are like four or five channels that our whole family loves, which is not the case with regular old-fashioned radio stations.
Yeah. And so this year, we actually had another free subscription for obviously like, I don't know, however long when we got the new truck, right? Because the Fords come
with...
That's
why I keep buying new cars.
So the F-250, we had that subscription. Well, they always call you when it's going to, you know, be over and they say, oh, would you like to, continue it? We'll give you this special deal. Well, I was actually on the phone while we were traveling somewhere when that call came through. And I'm like talking to them and I said, I'm thinking about the streaming option. Can you give me a price point for that? So this is the case where you can take your satellite radio, the Sirius XM, but you can also get the XM on your laptop.
On your app,
on
your iPhone.
Phone. So no matter where you are, whether we're at our house, whether we're at the camper.
I listen to it at work. When I'm sitting at my desk in between classes grading papers, I put on the Sirius XM app and I can have the news on or I can have one of my favorite stations on.
So I said to the woman on the other line, I said, could you give me a price for that? And I said, Jeremy, should we try it? And you were like, yeah, well, let's try it and see if we use it. Well, boy, have we used it. And we paid. So I want to say what we paid. We paid $60.85 for 6 months. And that's including taxes and everything. That was just like after they add all those fees or whatever. So it's the real world cost.
For how much
that.
We use it, it's worth it.
Yeah. And so I was thinking that's a really nice gift for someone if they're in the car a lot, if they're one of those people that plays music a lot or likes talk radio or sports. I mean, we listen to everything on it.
And yeah, we listen to baseball games on it, MLB.
So for $120, you could get someone a year-long subscription for SiriusXM.
If it's a real music fan, like I was a huge music buff in high school and college, and I love discovering new bands. Again, with terrestrial radio, is that what you call it, terrestrial radio?
I don't know.
With the old-fashioned AM, FM radio stations, I don't feel like I discover new music that I like. With SiriusXM, I feel like I'm discovering new bands that I like all the time, which is really fun. Makes me feel like a teenager again.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the highlights of my year. So I was sure to put it on the gift guide.
I think that Betty's is another highlight of your gear year.
Yeah. So, okay. This is another pricier gift, but I feel like a lot of us do get that like big gift in their life at Christmas. Okay. If you follow us over on Instagram or Facebook, then you probably saw a post just recently with me showing off our first Betty's set. Now, I've been aware of these Betty's, all right? That's what Beddies. It's a set, like a comforter and sheet set. I've been aware of these for a while because they're pretty popular with some folks in the RV industry, in the RV culture world, mostly because our worst nightmare is making RV beds. It's the worst thing to do.
Thank you for saying our worst nightmare.
Yeah, you've never made an
RV
bed.
I'm sorry. It falls along gender lines on that one. We try to be very modern, but...
Yeah. So you've never made the bed. Anybody that's out there that's made the RV bed knows it is like torture. I posted one time that like I say naughty words when I make the RV beds, and I can't tell you how many comments we got on that post. Like everybody like,
me too.
Seems
like everyone agrees with you on the forum. Yeah.
Because it's hard with regular bed sheets, especially the bunks, to just kind of like get into all the corners, and a lot of the beds aren't walk arounds, and it's just torture. And the worst part is that often it doesn't even look good after all that effort. So the boys, I use regular bedding, but if it doesn't fall over the other side, it ends up coming over too far.
You know where you can see that so prominently? At RV shows. Like, you see in the RV shows, they try to have, like, bedding on there and use those bed skirts. And it's like, you could tell the sales guys just, like, don't even try.
They don't even know how to do it. It's like, this is impossible. I can't even do this. So,
except for the Airstream.
Yeah. Well, because then they put up the sign, you can't touch the bed.
It's like a chain link fence in front of the bed at RV shows.
Yeah, they
it's like one of those zappers if you cross the line.
So the price point on these, and this is what makes this different, is that these beddy sets, it's like a fitted sheet. Okay. The whole thing just fits right over the RV bed, and then it zips along this whole the whole way around, almost like a sleeping bag. But it gives you extra fabric, these like flaps that can come out so that it doesn't feel constricting like a sleeping bag. It feels like a regular sheet and comforter set when you're in it.
There are some photos on our Instagram if you dig back just a little bit so you could get the picture. And look, our boys love comfort in the RV. And they let you know when they like something or don't like something. I think they really love these.
Yeah, so Theo, I got the one for the Happy Jack bed at the back of our toy hauler first. The price point on these is between like $199 and $250, really. So yeah, it's not just something that you go and you drop a dime on. It is definitely something that you think about and like, do I really want this? Well, Janine Pettit ended up getting one. And then I was just like, I have to have that. That looks awesome in her her camper. It looked so good, so neat, so easy to make the bed.
And in those types of the vintage campers or the Macs where the bed is shoved up against the wall, it probably becomes even more important.
Well, and for me, it was important for that Happy Jack bed in the back, because when that bed isn't made right and that comforter is like sagging down over the side during the day, my RV OCD goes into overdrive. Like, oh, there's nothing worse. It's a small space. You want everything to look neat and tidy. It looks so good on that Happy Jack bed. So now the problem is that I want a set for both of the twin bunks.
We'll have to save our money.
I desperately want them for the twin bunks. It would be so awesome to have them. But so anyway, I got a coupon code.
You go, girl.
I did. I got a coupon code for all of you, okay? So you can get 20% off with the code RVFAMILY. Two words, RV family. And you'll get 20% off of anything on the Betty's
20%
site.
20% off.
That's
is
good.
Solid.
Camp
it Casual, is. Betty's, 20% off.
I think a 20% off coupon is a good coupon.
Like, just to do the math on that, if something costs $100 and you get 20% off, then it costs
$60. All right, showing off your English teacher skills.
$80. You save $20. That's really good.
But think about it. So a lot of them are like in that $200 price point. That would be $160, and that's a great deal. So I can't tell you how much I recommend these. It's just a matter of whether you're going to splurge on the cost. I love it. I know I'm going to save my pennies and get them for the bunks too.
All right. Now the next item is about keeping some of the smells under control in the RV, and I don't mean the smells that emanate from the black tank, because we don't have those. Listen to RVFTA. But the smells that emanate from those three little boys that when they take their shoes off at night, sometimes it's like, oh my God, it smells like a dead animal, for goodness sake.
Were you surprised to see this on my list?
No. And in fact, this is my favorite gear item on your list, because I love it's relaxing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It smells good. And never in a million years would any man ever think to buy one of these oil diffusers. I'm sorry.
Right. But you love it.
I love it.
Right. Okay.
When it's not on, I'm like, Stephanie, why isn't the diffuser on? Honestly, it helps. I think it helps everyone relax and unwind at the end of the day and fall asleep.
It does. So listen, here, this is not just one product. I'm kind of going to give like a package of products and give like a little bundle that you could get for someone who really might appreciate lovely smells in their camper. Now, I am going to avoid, oils are like some, I know we have a lot of listeners that love them and a lot of listeners that are like, oh, brother, I'm going to avoid using any brand names. I've used them all. I have friends that sell them all. So,
oh, there's like a lot. There's like a war out there.
Yes,
between,
absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a big
so
deal.
So fair enough. Pick the kind you want.
Exactly.
This is about the diffuser, not about which oil you
put
in it.
So one, this is what I think a great oils gift pack would be. All right. I think that you should get somebody in your life who needs good smells, a diffuser for the RV, a diffuser for the car. There's ones that plug right into the USB port. And then a little travel bag that you can bring oils along in there. Now, there's a lot of oil diffusers out there. I will link to the one, or I think I have two different ones and I like them both. I'll link to them in the show notes. But here's what you have to consider. Some light up and some don't. And think about whether you like the light or not. Like, I have one that lights up and the boys hate it in their room, like, because it's too bright for them. So I have one that doesn't have a light. You know, like, think about those kinds of things when you're looking at that. Now, also for the travel bag, I like the Evoon travel bag. It holds 12 bottles that are 15 milliliters. It's $15.99, but it's like really kind of, I don't know, it's like very like hip and cool looking, and I like it. And it just, I can easily put the little bottles in that I'm going to bring with me out to the camper. I stay pretty standard, like with peppermint is a great one for the camper. It's supposed to ward off the bugs too, and it just kind of like really chases all those smells away. But I also do like the lavender. Love the citrus smells for the camper. It makes it bright and cheery during the day.
I'm a big fan of lavender.
You love lavender, and it's never been one of my favorite, but you like it so much that I diffuse it more.
I think lavender,
now,
ironically, is very manly.
So I do a lavender and an orange blend that's really nice, and it just kind of like settles everybody down. And then there's also the InnoGear USB portable diffuser. You can use that in the car, and we haven't done this enough. I think that settling everybody down and making nice smells in the car is probably something that we need to focus on.
The boys
more.
Are just in that like, that smelly age. I mean, the boys are like 4 to 8 years old and they just create odors.
Yeah. Now I'm going to add one other oily kind of product here. And that is something that I just got. I did not include this on our Small Business Saturday episode last week because it's not really RV themed. It's But it has to do with oils, and it comes from an Etsy shop. So the Red Cactus Design Shop is a really lovely jewelry shop. Follow her on Instagram. She's actually a full-time RVer, and that's how we found her
Instagram account.
It's Red Cactus Design.
Okay.
So you can find her pretty easily, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But I got this terracotta necklace. So cute. It has this little simple dragonfly etching. There's other designs you can get too, but I really like simple jewelry. But the terracotta is made as an oil diffuser. You can put a couple drops of your favorite oil right there on the terracotta. And then all day long, you just get this very mild whiff of the oil.
Stephanie's wearing this now. It has like a nice outdoorsy look to it too.
Yep.
I really do like it. It's a really nice subtle piece
of
jewelry.
It's not blingy. And I'm not a blingy jewelry person. I like that kind of that piece of jewelry that can be really dressed down, and you can almost wear it with anything and it always looks good. I was always the one, like when I was a teenager, I always had the shark tooth necklace, remember?
Like, I do remember.
The leather band. Like, that's the kind of jewelry that I like, and this is where I'm at right now, and
love
it.
She's got a great chop with a whole bunch of other
stuff. She does.
Too. I appreciate her designs as well.
This was $15 and $4 shipping, so I paid $19 for this necklace, and I love it. It's one of my
favorite
things.
Doesn't she do some like location-themed necklaces too, like national park-themed type necklaces?
Yep.
Yeah, check her out for sure.
A lot of custom stuff too. So if you don't see something you like, just message her and she can probably do it for you.
And at reasonable prices. Now, Stephanie, you don't normally recommend clothing.
I don't.
And nor do I, but we both have a couple things we really love this year that we feel like would make good gifts under the tree for somebody else.
I rarely recommend clothes because I feel like it's such a personal thing. But I think that that maybe has been a mistake of mine because constantly on social media, people are asking me about certain pants or about...
The number of questions you got on those boots recently.
The boots. I found those boots. That was such a find, those Columbia boots. And I found them and I saw them and I was like, that is exactly what I need. I fell in love with them in the store. And about a year and a half ago, I started moving a lot more towards what is like a capsule wardrobe mentality, really trying to identify pieces that I like, that make me feel good, that I'm comfortable in, and buying less and less clothes, but really having them be things that I'd wear all the time, you know, and not get tired of it.
You need to teach me. I'm finally so sick of how many things I have in my closet that I don't wear, that I've had since I was in college. And like the idea of just getting good versions of each important thing and being willing to wear them more often, I think I need help with this. Please help me.
Until I feel like you really have to be in a spot where you want help before I can help you.
My closet's a disaster.
You have to be super ready.
It's a disaster.
I know.
Had this radical idea of taking down our closet doors in the bedroom to kind of open things up a little bit, and now you can see my wreck.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to have curtains in front of it, but it doesn't. So anyway,
we spend too much time in the RV to properly take care of our home. We should do a whole episode on that, actually.
Yeah, things that don't get done at home when you're in the RV. So looking forward towards winter, I'm looking for pieces. Like I was looking for a coat that I would want to wear, and I wanted a heavier coat because heavy coats are big and bulky and you feel like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in them. And oftentimes because of that, you don't want to wear them. They don't feel stylish, right? I remember my mother had this coat growing up that was like absurd. I mean, she was just buried in it, but it was what she lived in all winter
long. I remember that coat. And when she wore it, you couldn't even speak to her when she wore it.
You'd have to
unzip her to talk to her.
And, you know, I remember, but you know what? I want to be warm because we're outside a lot. So I was really trying to find a heavier winter coat than just like my like trendy puffer jacket. And I found this coat. I'm almost shocked at how happy I am.
Well, can I just jump in? You look adorable in it. And
thanks.
Because, and I'll tell you why. And just like for any woman, it's kind of form fitting. Like it just has some style to it. It's not that big, bulky outdoor coat.
Yeah.
It's warm and cozy, but you look fashionable in it.
It has a cut to it that really creates a nice line. Anyway, okay, so this is Cabela's Cold Spring Coat. It's normally $199, but the sale right now online was like down to $139. So it's really on sale a lot right now. So here's the thing. it has, I picked the light olive color. There's other colors out there too, but it's a nice neutral for me. I like, it has these elastic fitted sleeves around the wrist that make, that stop like the cold air from shooting up your coat. But then it has a double sleeve over that. So you don't see like the dorky elastic sleeve, right? So it doesn't look like that. And then also there's an uneven hemline. The hemline actually goes lower in the back and it almost creates this super fashionable and trendy hemline that really surprised me.
Is sporty a good word choice?
I don't know. Actually, I think it's
outdoorsy.
A little hip. I think it's hip.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by that. So it's kind of, it's a Cabela's coat. You expect the outdoorsy part of it, but I didn't expect the level of fashion cut to it that it has. And I put it on and I was like, oh, I love this. Like, this is great. And it looks perfect with a skinny jean and a boot. Like, and that's exactly what you want.
You need to get dressed up in that outfit. We need to go
take
out.
Take a picture.
The woods and take a nice picture of that outfit.
So speaking of boots, I'll say my other, because everybody went wild over my boots for the fall. Well, I have my boots for the winter and I think that I love them. So,
and the price point's pretty good.
Yeah. So these are the Cabela's women's winter boots, winter with a Y. All right. And they're $99. And they're tall and they have that look that's like the fur lined kind of fun look. But again, it's a pretty thin, skinny profile. So you don't look like you're clomping down, you know, the street or down the road in these. So like these with this winter coat will make me feel warm and outdoorsy and bundled up. But then at the same time, I'll still feel kind of like a nice look to it, which is hard to accomplish. But I think that this nails it. So we should take a picture so that people can see what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, I think that it's like, it's not an unfair expectation to want to look good in clothing that's outdoorsy that you might wear hiking or enjoying a day out in nature.
And these are, and I should say that they're waterproof and they also have the thin slit lining. So, I mean, these are like rock solid when we're doing our winter camping. I like to be able to walk outside in these boots and not have my toes get cold. And I think that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think this is the first winter in a while you and I have decided, like, let's get a couple cool pieces of, like, outdoor winter clothing that we really like and we'll keep for years.
Yeah, I hate being cold. And it's just, the winter's a little tough on us because we're not naturally.
Oh, I know you hate being cold because you pull the blanket off me every single night of our lives.
Right.
She does that, like, tortilla thing where she rolls over and it wraps around her and it comes off me. And then,
if I want to
pull it off, I've got to, like, unwind her out of the blanket.
Get a Camp Casual throw. Keep yourself warm all night. As your own personal blanket.
I cannot get my hands on a Camp Casual throw in this house to save my life.
No, the boys have them in their bed. All right. Are you ready to go? You're up next.
I'm ready, and this is one of my personal favorite sets of gear I've ever recommended. I think there's a lot of nice variety in here, and it brings to bear my new hobby, which is camp cooking, and I couldn't be more excited to start talking about it a little bit.
All right. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two of our 2017 holiday gift guide, in which Jeremy gives you some amazing, awesome picks for holiday gifts because he loves gear so much. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
The 2018 Red Hawk offers one of the best values in its category without skimping on superior handling and solid construction. It features J-Ride, a powerful blend of precise handling and renowned stability, and it comes completed with Jayco's 2-year limited warranty. When the ride is this smooth, the fun is easier to find. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
I wouldn't mind a Class C under the tree.
That's on your list.
It's not gonna fit under our tree or in our budget this year.
We got an RV last year for Christmas, pretty much. So
kind of, sort of.
We did.
Now, Stephanie, when I told you that I was going to start cooking at the campground, did you believe me?
Nope.
Have I?
Yep. I have to give you credit. You've done it. Like, you've said, in all honesty, you've said that a million times. You've been like, I want to be breakfast dad.
I've definitely said it over the years.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was missing out on something, like an experience that I wanted my kids to remember, which was me cooking for them. Well, and they were mocking me. They were mocking me, calling me a non-cook. Oh, dad's a non-cook.
Well, because we watched that show, The Worst Cooks in America.
Well, they wanted me to go on it.
Yeah, and they decided that you should go on that show.
But also, I mean, before I met Stephanie, I did cook, I mean, a little bit. And I have memories of liking cooking outside and liking cooking when we did a little bit of tent camping as I was a teenager. And I just had this idea, like, why am I not making breakfast, at least making breakfast? And then my other thought, I'm not trying to sound like a hero here, is that over the years, Stephanie has loved cooking. She's very good at cooking. And I feel like the joy had been drained out of it for you a little bit because you were like making three meals a day for four hungry boys and that it had become more of a production line than anything else. And I was thinking, you know, if I could start doing a little bit of the cooking once a day or even if it's just like four times a week, for goodness sake, at home and at the campground, that you might rediscover your joy in cooking and feel like you have a little bit more time to do it. So do you think that's fair that that might actually happen?
I think it's a theory. I really do. I think it's an operating theory. We'll see if it happens. I think, if anything, one of the things that will bring my joy back is also the fact that my boys like to cook with me. So that's kind of inspiring me to enjoy being
really
in the kitchen.
Do.
They
and,
love cooking
and
with me.
I'm surprised. I mean, they are constantly asking because they like they want all five of us to cook together and like go on one of these family cooking shows. And I just,
they're
into it and I want to encourage it and I want to be part of it. Like, I don't want that to be an experience that all of you are having and I'm not having. So anyway, my first gift recommendation. I think about a year ago, I bought a Coleman Triton Instastart two-burner propane stove. And right now it's on sale for $65 at Cabela's. When I bought it, I paid $90, I think. And it sat for 9 months in the garage unopened and I did not use it. And there's a variety of these Coleman stoves. They're very classic. They're very well built. They're known to be rugged. And I like the Instastart one because you just press the button and start it. So I started using this about 6 months ago and I love this thing. I use it at home. I use it at the campground. It's so small. It's so portable. It's well made. I feel like you could drop it and it wouldn't break. And it gets the job done for doing breakfasts like eggs, French toast, pancakes, et cetera, et cetera. This thing rocks. And those little 16-ounce propane tanks, you can get them anywhere. So that's another thing that's nice. I can go to the hardware store or Cabela's or wherever I am and I can pick up those refills that I need.
It's true. You're not lying. You use this a lot now. And the thing that I think you're doing that is actually good advice for anybody out there that's feeling like they might venture into the same world as you and maybe try some things out is you're practicing at home. And I think that's very important. It is hard to cook at the campground in some ways. Like you're maybe working with limited ingredients or you're working with limited space or everything's not right there in the drawer for you. And you're like, where's the foil? Where's this? So, you know, if you're not a cook, it's even harder sometimes to do that at the campground when you don't really know your way around and you're not really sure what to do. You're practicing at home in a more comfortable environment, and then I think you're trying to transfer that to the campground.
Well, I want when spring rolls, and we are going to winter camp this year, but when spring rolls around, I want my camp breakfast game down. So every Saturday morning, I'm going to be making breakfast at home all winter, whether we're winter camping or not. So this is a great stove. I think everyone pretty much loves these little portable Coleman stoves. They're very, very popular. They're sort of an iconic piece of camping gear for a lot of people. Now, one of the tricks here, you need to get a cast iron griddle.
Is that what you did at first?
No, I bought one of the
cheap. Did you consult your wife who knows everything about cooking appliances?
No, because, and frankly, I want this to be a journey I go on to some degree. You know, to be fair, I don't want to totally rely on you, but I got one of those Teflon coated griddles. And it did not heat evenly. So it was comical. Like I would make a pancake and like half of the side of the pancake would be done and the other side was not done and you couldn't even flip it. So don't buy the cheap $20 griddle. Jump up to like a $40 cast iron griddle. And there's all kinds of cast iron griddles you could get. We like the Cabela's Outfitter Series cast iron griddle. No matter which one you buy, a two burner stove cast iron griddle is going to be $40 to $50. It is amazing how much more evenly it heats, and it just makes cooking the pancakes like a joy.
Yep, it's worth it. Cast iron always at the campground. Even when I'm cooking inside, I'm using that cast iron to do it at the campground. It's great. All right, what's next?
I always like to recommend a book. I'm an English teacher. There are lots of cool books out there for RV and camping fans. So when we were in Acadia National Park this year, we always go to this bookstore in Bar Harbor. And they have like a nice eclectic selection of books. And this year, I grabbed a book I'd never heard of. It's a coffee table book. It's called Don't Call Them Trailer Trash. It's about a $20 coffee table book. It's by John Bronkowski and Michael Closen. And these two guys have done three or four RV camping-themed coffee table books. This is one of the best ones. It's really funny. And basically what these guys do is they collect old postcards and pictures and memorabilia all about camping and RVing, stamps, all kinds of things, old movie posters. And basically they photograph them and put them into the book with a description of what it is. This book has sort of an organizing thesis or main idea, and it kind of traces the history of how travel trailer owners have been looked at as white trash or lower class, thus trailer trash. And they try to debunk this in a very fun way, because these guys are RV owners. They love kind of the style and the fashion of the Airstream and the vintage campers. And their whole idea is, look, they're not trailer trash. This is like a fun, romantic, iconic way of American travel. But it does go back into some of the early perceptions of that people had about travel trailer owners, and it was often associated with the whole trailer park image and not the more like Wally Byam Airstream image.
All right, folks, now hold on to your hats. The next product on our list may surprise you, right? The next gear gift recommendation from Jeremy may catch you off guard. You may not be expecting to hear a flashlight recommendation from him, but surprise, here it is.
Well, actually, you're wrong. They're not going to hear a flashlight recommendation. They're going to hear flashlights recommended. Two flashlights.
Of course. Why be predictable?
These are two of my favorite flashlights I've ever gotten my grubby little hands on. And they're both basically the same, except one takes four AAA batteries and one is USB rechargeable.
I thought that we were over batteries. So you like everything about the one with batteries.
There's a whole story with that too. So the Nebu Slide Plus is the one that takes four AAA batteries. It's about $25. And the Nebu Slide King is more like $40 and it's USB rechargeable. Now, I tend to always like the USB rechargeable ones, but I was talking to Janine's Mr. Sister Rick, and I was showing him this flashlight, and he's like, you know, I don't really like a rechargeable flashlight. I don't think they're as bright. And I was like my mind was blown, and I started to look at all my rechargeable flashlights and compare them to the battery-powered flashlights. I think Rick's theory I'm serious. I think it's a good one. So either way, you can choose two price points. You can choose rechargeable or not rechargeable.
Well, that's why I think that's the key, is if you like a battery flashlight, then there's an option for you. And if you like a rechargeable.
They're almost exactly the same. So they both have a 300 lumen flashlight and a 200 lumen work light. So you slide the flashlight apart and the work light appears. It's hidden underneath. And then it has a magnetic base. So if you're working on your truck or if you're stuck at night and you need some emergency light, you can magnetize that bad boy. It'll clip right on. And then the work light, if you press through the modes, it also has a flashing red light and a regular red light for emergencies. So to me, this is the type of flashlight that would be great to have in the car in case you do break down or the travel trailer gets a flat tire and you want a flashlight that you can clip to the frame of the RV, and then that red light will spread out into the street and people can, you know, can see you there, mm-hmm. and you're a little bit safer. And they're also, these are gorgeous flashlights. They're made out of aircraft grade aluminum. And they come in really nice boxes, which makes them a nice gift. Now, I know a lot of the guys out there could care less about the box a flashlight comes in. But anyone that has a little bit more of like a style sensibility, these are boxed and packaged almost like iPods. Like they're objects of like a fetish, you know.
Okay, which is, so that makes it
to
a
me,
nice
that's what a flashlight's like. It makes it very giftable.
It doesn't really matter after the fact because the box goes in the recycling, but that adds.
Well,
to the
or the boxes go out in the garage in my secret stash of flashlight boxes
because I throw them out if I see.
Because they're such nice looking boxes. Now these are not the brightest lights necessarily at that 300 lumen point. So if you really want a spotlight, you know, this is not a spotlight.
You'll have to take one of Jeremy's
other
flashlights.
Well, like the Stanley Fat Max from another episode. But if you just want that standard flashlight for walking around the campground or just to keep in the glove compartment of the truck, I think this makes a really cool flashlight. Either one.
All right. Now, the next item on your list, I'm not surprised that it wound up there. When we were out at the Cabela's grand opening for the store in Albuquerque, there was one of the end cap kiosk kind of areas in the camping section that had all of the Night Eyes gear, you know,
obsessed
tied.
With all
you
the
just
little
stood
gadgets
there.
From Night Eyes. Well, here's the deal. If you go into a hardware store or one of the big box stores, the Night Eyes stuff is spread out all over the place. They'll have the gear ties here, the keychains there. I've never seen all of this glorious stuff grouped together in one end cap.
Oh, you
and
bought.
And at the Cabela's in New Mexico, they had all of it there. And it's like, oh my God, this company makes so many cool little gadgets.
Yeah, you probably like raised their like, you know, money intake for opening weekend with all your Night Eyes purchases. Because you could like, you could come home and fit them in your suitcase.
I was actually like, oh, because a lot of the Night Eyes stuff is really small.
Yeah.
But my particular recommendation for this episode by Night Eyes is the Gearline Organization System. It's about $16 at Cabela's or online or wherever you want to get it. You can't really get it everywhere. This is more like something, go to Cabela's and grab it. So what it is, it's a gear line that's probably about 2 to 3 feet long. And then it has all these carabiner clips along the way that you could hang hats on or gear on or lights on. You could use it for whatever you want. The odd thing is, I don't know what I'm going to use this thing for yet. I just know that it is incredibly functional. I'm thinking of hanging one in the garage and putting all my caps on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm thinking of hanging one in the front gear compartment of the toy hauler up along the top.
Right.
And keeping some things that I like to grab regularly that I don't want to have to dig through my toolbox for.
Was this – didn't Noah West, who we were there, he's a big like outback camper. And I think he particularly liked this product and showed you this product.
Well, he didn't show it to me, but when we were talking about it, he said, I own that too.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to like not give Noah credit because he's an awesome guy.
I found it.
He car camps and he hangs it along the top of the car to hang some even clothing items from, a water bottle, whatever it might be, just stuff that otherwise would end up all over the place. I think it would also be great for a tent, for just being able to keep some things off the ground in a tent. It's just a really nifty little storage device. So again, the Gearline Organization System by Night Eyes, really, really cool.
Now, the next item might be
– and by the way, pictures to all of this stuff on the show notes.
Absolutely. And links to
everything.
The actual models that we have, right? There's always a variety of models out there in terms of a lot of this stuff, you know, upgrades, you know, downgrades if you want to go a lower price point. But we'll link to the one that we have or that we're using, and then you can kind of go from there to find a good one for you. Now, next up on your list is sort of the gift for the gearhead, you know?
This is a real gift for the gearhead and maybe particularly for the new RV owner.
Right.
I am almost ashamed to confess that we did not use a surge guard for our RV for like the first 2 years of RV ownership. Mm-hmm. And I've used one ever since. And I've just heard so many stories where people get their appliances fried in their RVs. So I think a surge guard is not an option. It's a necessity to buy for your RV.
Can I say that I think that there's a lot of bad advice out there about that. I think that if you're in Facebook world, right, if you're listening to the Keyboard Commandos and you ask about surge guards, that you're going to get a lot of people telling you that you don't need one. That's out there. Like people will be like, I've been RVing for this many years and
advice.
I've never. But like you have an investment of tens of thousands of dollars in your RV.
The more expensive the RV, the more reason to get a nice surge guard. And most of us have appliances in our travel trailers or fifth wheels. This is going to protect them. It's not a sexy item in the sense that like if you buy it and it works well, like nothing's happening, right? I mean, it's just like, I mean, like I'm almost kind of like at odds with how to like review this.
Right.
All I can say is we have used it and we have had nothing happen.
Right.
It is protected.
Our RV hasn't fried yet.
Now, Stephanie and I are often about spending a little bit more and getting the best one. And we did research search guard protectors a lot. And we think that this company does make the best and you might pay a little more, but we think it's worth it. So it's the Southwire Surge Guard. And we have the model 34850. It's a 50 amp. Obviously,
it's huge.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's burly. They have 30 amps as well. It's $299. But if you have a $20,000 to $100,000 RV to protect, I think that that's a small pocket change to protect it and to protect all your appliances. Southwire is a very reputable family-owned company from Georgia. They're huge in home wiring systems. On their website, it says that their wiring is in one out of every three American homes. And I was in either Lowe's or Home Depot recently, and I was back in the electric section. Southwire products are everywhere. So if you're an electrician or you're into that world, you've heard of this company.
They have street cred.
They have street cred, and they're really making a push for their surge guards. Look, it's attractive. It has an LCD display. It protects you up to 3,850 joules. And I think that's a lot of joules.
That's a lot of joules.
That's a lot of joules.
That's a high amount of joules.
And it's going to protect you from any type of weird electrical problem that you might have at the campground.
Power surges.
And look,
if
you're
at
an old state park or something and you're hooked up to the electric, I don't know how much I trust that.
A lot of people have they'll find reverse polarity.
States that it protects you from reverse polarity.
Exactly. That I feel like that pops up as the most common thing where somebody will say, I did a test, right? Because you have like the little, I don't know what that's called, where you test that. Like some people carry one of them with them and they test the,
can see that there's issues.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, there was a reverse polarity. Well, this is going to protect you against that.
And listen, if you're listening to this podcast, you know the dad that would like this, right? That real heavy gear guy is like sometimes like that fifth wheel owner that's going to have no problem, wanting to get that $300 surge protector, and you're going to feel really safe with it. So we like it. They're good looking, and we've been testing it for 6 months, and it has worked. We have no issues.
All right. Now, next up is the all-important, super flexible and usable Bluetooth speaker.
Brett has recommended some of these over the years. I just got a new one,
we've had
and I love it.
Different ones, yeah. But, I want to say that a lot of people might be like, well, my RV has a Bluetooth speaker. I want to say that that's true. But the Bluetooth on a lot of the RVs is not super good about holding the connection. So if the person with the device is like moving around or they walk out into the road.
If our campfire is too far away from the RV and I have my phone with me and I walk over to it, the Bluetooth shuts off.
And then also something about the stereos in the RVs is it's common that if you have it up like loud enough to be heard outside, it might be too loud inside.
Well, your campfire ring might be kind of far away from the RV. And if you want to listen to music around the campfire, which I actually really like to do, or when I am now doing some of my camp cooking, sometimes I have to turn up the RV speakers so loud that they could bother other people.
Yeah,
and
so
on the
this
forums,
way you
the
can bring it.
There's a lot of cranky people out there who hate hearing other people's music. That's not me if I hear music floating
and
over
I hate,
from your
like,
site.
And I hate, like, oh, we have to change the balance. Like, you have it, and I don't want to hear it inside, so we change
it's a lot
the balance.
Of tinkering.
Like, yeah, it's like, why bother with that? It's better to just really, I think it's better to have a separate Bluetooth speaker.
I do too. And I swear.
A rare point of agreement.
I totally love this one. It's a adorable. It's the UE Wonderboom Bluetooth speaker, $85 to $100, depending on where you find it. And UE, which stands for Ultimate Ears, I believe, they make a whole line of Bluetooth speakers. And this is one of the least expensive ones, like the second to least expensive one, or maybe even the cheapest one they make. But I'm still recommending this one over the other ones because the price point is good. It sounds great, and it's really small and portable. It's smaller than a coffee can. It's like the size of a grapefruit, but just a little bit more rounded. So just the idea of setting this up around the campfire or setting it up on the table while I'm cooking is it's just so, so small and so portable. And it sounds great. Stephanie, you got to admit the sound quality on this thing is terrific.
Yeah, you've been using them in the house a lot too.
Just messing around with it and testing it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that it sounds... I'm not as picky as you are, but we have really good speakers in the house. And it's not like when you're playing.
Well, we have this whole Sonos system at home, which is awesome. But this is an $80 speaker.
Right. I don't see much of a difference.
It's waterproof. So if it's outside and the kids are shooting, squirt guns or something like that, or you spill something while you're cooking, it is totally waterproof. It's USB rechargeable. And the thing I like most about it, it has 360-degree sound. So the speakers are wrapped around this whole rounded device. So the music's not just coming out in one direction. So if you were at the campfire and there were people sitting in a circle, you could place this somewhere and everyone would be able to hear the music equally. It's not just coming at you from one direction.
Right. It's a nice product to have on the picnic table, on the little table by your campfire, right where you are. You can keep your music low and enjoy it without bothering anybody.
Cute, well designed, and comes in some really fun and funky colors. It comes in the standard black like any speaker would, but I got it in gray and yellow. There's like a pink one, there's a bright blue one. It's a fun looking, really well designed device, and I think it's from like a Swedish company too, right? So you get that like swatchy kind of design factor to it.
All right, now I recommended some clothing and you are too. Some cozy clothing. We're in our cozy mood now. So what do you got for us?
I think this is my favorite shirt
I've like
ever
it.
Owned. And you're picky with the clothes I pick.
Oh, yeah, I usually roll my eyes and walk away. But I stopped trying to dress you years ago.
It's the Cabela's.
I let you muddle through.
It's the Cabela's men's roughneck flannel-lined stonewash shirt jack. I don't think of it as much of a jacket. It's more of a lined shirt to me. I got it in a really nice kind of traditional blue color. You can also get it in olive, brown, and gray. It's $42. A couple things that I really like about this. It's not too warm. A lot of lined shirts are just too thick and too warm. This is just that little bit of an extra layer you need for a crisp fall day. And then it's got that plaid kind of stylish, fun interior as well. And then also I like that it has the snap buttons instead of
so
the traditional.
So you just rip it off.
Well, you know, it's funny, Stephanie. It's so funny you say that.
Remember
when we were at the park playing soccer last weekend?
Yeah.
I was playing soccer in this shirt and Max grabbed my shirt.
It just opened?
The whole thing just ripped off like Superman. But it's easy. You know, it's kind of funny to say, but it's easy to put on and off. Which is nice
because
you might want a shirt under it, right? Like this might just be that
extra
layer.
Well, I think you will want a shirt under it if this is going to be happening out
but
in public.
But it's rugged. It's sturdy. It's got a nice outdoorsy look. And I am going to wear this shirt over and over and over again a million times.
Here's the thing. I'm going to weigh in on this. Oftentimes you like these warm, cozy kind of lined shirts. I think they look bulky. You're not a small guy. So then when you put that on, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like you look like a linebacker because you have especially broad shoulders. And I'm like, Jar. Like
it's true. I have a couple other lined shirts that they're like tents, you know, and
this looks
you
so
almost
nice
don't
and
notice
streamlined.
That it's a lined shirt. It just looks like a regular denim shirt. Basically.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I like it.
And it's only $42. So it's a really good price.
Okay. Last up on your list.
Now, I think both of us have always bought cheap winter gloves, kind of working on the assumption that you lose them or who needs nice gloves. We do want to get outside a lot this winter. We have been getting outside a lot the past few winters.
We do.
So I felt like it was time to step up with a real nice pair of winter gloves. So I got the Cabela's Men's Pinnacle Gloves with Gore-Tex.
This is the year of Gore-Tex.
$75. I'm a Gore-Tex freak.
You are, yeah.
I read like a whole case study about the Gore-Tex company. It's a fascinating company. It's one of the best companies to work at in America. Their company culture is awesome. But Gore-Tex truly is one of these amazing products. It stays warm. It stays dry. I mean, it could be soaking wet outside. It could be raining. It could be snowing. Your hands are going to stay dry inside, and they're going to breathe. It's not going to get swampy and gross and sweaty.
My Gore-Tex hiking shoes are one of my best items ever, top of the line. I mean, it really does make a difference.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This also has the PrimaLoft Gold insulation. And then it has this thing initially I thought was weird and I thought I wasn't going to like. It has these, like, Stephanie, would you call them nylon? They're like these little, like, nylon cuffs.
Bracelets.
So that you put around your wrist so that you can take the glove off and then it just hangs from this little bracelet.
That's brilliant.
It is, because the number of times you want to take your gloves off just to, you know, screw something
right.
or, you know, take the cap off your coffee or whatever it is. And I don't want to shove my gloves
into my pocket.
I don't want to unzip my pockets.
Right.
And my gloves might have snow on them or something, right? So you just take your glove off and it hangs there. And when I first saw that, I was like, that's going to be uncomfortable. And so I put them on, I put my hands in there, and you don't even know they're on.
Right. It doesn't bother you at all.
These are good-looking, rugged Gore-Tex gloves. That's the secret, and that's why they're $75, right? I mean, because of the Gore-Tex, it is a superior fabric, and I absolutely love these gloves, and I really hope and pray I don't lose them.
All right. Those are some of our very favorite things that we've gotten over the course of the last year that we highly recommend as gifts for those that you love and that you want to, like, sort of treat and splurge a little on. Now, we are going to come right back, and in a quick segment, we are going to give you a sneak peek at what's under our family tree that we will be using a lot in the next couple of months. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment 3 of our 2017 holiday gift guide, and we're going to dive in and talk about some things that are going to end up under our tree this year for the boys and some things that we want to get, like our Christmas lists. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience. And the question is, can they make your Christmas a more pleasant experience?
I would love a Titan sewer hose under the Christmas tree.
See, this
it's
is
also
tricky.
Green too. It's like Christmas color.
Yeah, if you know, you've got to know your loved one, right? And you have to know. Can
there are guys out there that would probably love to get a new sewer hose kit like the Titan?
Why do you love the Titan sewer hose?
It's indestructible. I've jumped on it. I've bounced on it.
Yeah,
I ran it over with my truck just to test. I mean,
did
I just,
you?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, it just pops back into shape. And they say that, you know,
yeah.
Like this is just a material that's made to last. They also think it's like really good for year-round camping. So if you're going to do any winter camping or colder weather camping, you might want to use this as well. Also, a stocking stuffer. How about some EcoSmart Toss-Ins?
There you
so
go.
Cute.
Some Toss-Ins.
Or AquaShots.
AquaShots. Put it in the stocking of the person who stinks up the trailer the most, right?
Yeah.
And make them responsible.
I mean,
for
EcoSmart
Toss-Ins,
if they don't say I love you on Christmas morning, I don't know what does.
I don't know how else to say I love you. All right. So you can see a complete lineup of products and you can shop for whatever you want to give your loved ones, you know, related to black tanks, gray tanks, any of that kind of stuff over there on Christmas Day. Visit Thetford.com. All right. Now, what is going to be opened up in our house on Christmas Day?
I think there's a theme developing for RVFTA 2018, and we are going to do a podcast about this, I think, in the new year. And that theme to me is trying some new hobbies for all of us. I'm mm-hmm. really into my camp cooking. I want to expand our repertoire of hobbies that we do when we go RVing. So
we've been doing that, I think, for years. We very consciously do look to sort of try new things and not just get stuck in a rut. But I think we want to kind of think about
it
and talk
about it.
Exactly.
Now, the boys have, on a couple of occasions, done some shooting at archery ranges. They've loved it,
mm-hmm.
and they're good at it.
I've had fun, too.
I've always enjoyed doing
super
archery.
Super fun.
And I just never finally said, well, let's just get an archery set. And there's actually a campground near us that we go to at least twice a year that has a free archery range on
mm-hmm.
it. So finally, Stephanie and I were like, we need to get the boys an archery set. And yes, I am whispering a little bit right now because I'm nervous talking about this.
Yeah.
So which archery set did we choose for them? And we chose it because the people at Cabela's
yes.
told us it's good for kids and adults, and all five of us could use this archery set.
Yeah, we had a lot of conversations. Like when we were there for like at the in-store, I just have to say that their staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and we use their staff when we're there, whether it's in the fishing department, like we talk to them and we try to get a lot of information from people who know things.
And this archery set was recommended separately
yes.
by somebody at Hamburg and somebody at the
Albuquerque
store. They both recommended the same exact archery set. So when the second person in Albuquerque recommended this one, I was like, this is the one we're getting.
All right. It's the Genesis Camo Compound Bow Kit. So it's recommended for young, beginning, or adult archery. The draw weight is adjustable from 10 to 20 pounds, and the kit includes a belt, a quiver, arm guard, and arrows. All right, and that's all for $230.
So that's a gift for all of our kits. And I didn't think you could get a nice quality set at that price point. I thought archery was a bit more expensive, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty happy with that, and I think the boys are going to be pretty excited.
It's exciting.
I think they're going to be excited.
It's fun, right? And that's
morning.
Like I want to bring to it. I always want to bring that joy of like discovering a new hobby. Of like curiosity of let's learn something new as a family,
and
right?
And in the great outdoors together.
Exactly. So then we also got to go along with that a case that would fit it. And then we got a target. So it's a block target. It's called the Barricade Archery Target for $45. I'm really excited about this just to give us something as a family to try new and everything.
And I think it's a great winter day hobby too, where everybody kind of dresses warm. You bring some coffee, you pack a lunch, and you go to the archery range outside. I think it sounds fantastic.
Now, I want to mention one other thing that's going into the cart and out of the cart. And I'm online and I'm not sure about it.
I don't know if we're going to buy this or not.
Right. So we have friends that were visiting and they've been using and they bought for their kids and they've been using the Polaroid Pic 300 instant film camera for almost a year now. And their kids just love it. And our kids had so much fun with it while they were here. It brings back that Polaroid picture thing, which is so exciting. And it's just a fun, almost like a social thing, right? Like the kids were playing together, but not like on the iPod taking the pictures or whatever. It was like a camera and they take
analog.
The picture.
They get that feeling of having a cool memento left over, which in the world of digital photography, you don't get right away.
Yeah. Like they were taking the pictures, like using it out on the trampoline and just capturing these really fun pictures.
They had a blast
and,
with
yeah.
it. So Theo said he wanted one, but now he keeps going back and forth. Well, I don't want a camera. And he's got this weird psychological magical thing where he's like, Dad, you can't make me like photography. And I'm like, Theo, I'm not trying to make you like photography. You can decide if you like. I'm a big believer that you don't push your hobbies on the kids. Like they need to discover their own things. I mean, you give them a taste for it. So I don't know where he's at with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
He was saving for a camera for a while and now he's not. Who knows? But it's $65. But then what happens is you have to buy the film, right? Because it's a Polaroid. So basically, I feel like when I look at the price of the Polaroid film, it boils down to about $1 a picture. So you're not like, this is not something you want to give to your kid who's just going to take a million pictures. I feel like this is the kind of thing you want to give to your kid as like sort of if they have that interesting artistic mind.
They were taking really fun, cool,
they
funky
were.
Artistic pictures.
They were. And they have them now for that
day. And they were being theatrical and handing it up for each other.
Exactly. So I'm not sure if this is going to appear under our tree or not, but it's on the list and it, I think, does lend to a nice travel camping experience because you think you give your kid one packet of film for a campground.
It might also really work well for an ironic hip teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, it really could.
Right. Like you have the preteen, the teenager, and you're like, hey, you get your Polaroid.
If your teenager owns a record player, this might be something cool they'd want. And I loved having a Polaroid camera as a kid.
I did too. And I had one in college that everybody loved. We used them at all of our parties and everything.
Yeah, we just could never afford
film. I finally got rid of it when they stopped making the Polaroid film. And so I used to buy it like my sister's baby shower. I had it there for because it was so much fun. But then they stopped making it. Well, now some people are making it again and they came and it's back. So.
I saw refurbished Polaroid cameras at Barnes & Noble.
I got rid of it finally when we moved from Neptune.
Well, but I don't know if the film would work. I don't know if the film's the same.
I don't know. So, but anyway, I'm back and forth on it, but it might be a cool gift for someone in your life. So I want it to mention.
But you all know that feeling like when you get your kid something and you open it and it's like, oh, I didn't want that. You know, so we're just not sure. Now, Stephanie, what's on your wish list this year?
All right. So like I said, I've come into a new period in my life. I decide what I want and I tell you what I want. It worked well for me with the Apple Watch. And I have been wanting the Aftershocks Trex titanium wireless Bluetooth headphones since Brett reviewed them on our fall gear guide.
Yeah, that was like a funky, cool product. They caught my attention too.
I need these. I hate headphones. I feel unsafe in headphones. So I do a lot of running, walking outside. I hate the gym. And I hate having headphones in my ear so I can't hear traffic or anything like that. It really bugs me. So I love the fact that these, and also it's so funny when I'm like cleaning the house and everything, I put something on my phone, like a podcast, I put it in my pocket and I just walk around with it in my pocket, listening to it because I hate putting headphones on and not being able to hear the doorbell or
and
whatever.
You also hate having to turn up the Sonos speaker so loud that you can hear them no matter what room they're
in. And I'm always moving around. I'm going into the back of the house. I'm going downstairs to do laundry.
We could get five more Sonos speakers.
So I need these. I want to be able to listen to something moving around and not put something in my ears. I think this is like the answer for me. I want these.
Sounds good.
anything on your list, hon?
Well, we have made a habit over the years of getting a nice framed print whenever we go to a national park or to a major place. So we have them from Great Smoky Mountains, and we often get them from the See America line of prints. We love them. There's a couple other prints we have too, but most of them are the See America prints. We have them from Sleeping Bear Dunes. They're by all different artists. I love these prints in our home. And last summer when we did that big Pacific Northwest trip, we did not get a print for every location. So we did not get a really cool framed print from the Redwoods. So that is something I would like just to be consistent with our collection. And again, there's a gorgeous one in that See America line by the Creative Action Network.
Aye, aye, Captain. All
hint,
right.
Hint.
Everybody, remember that you can find links to all of the products that we've talked about over on RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com in the show notes, which is really just a blog post with pictures and links and all that pretty stuff and a description of the objects. You can also check out, if you missed it, last week we did a Small Business Saturday gift guide, episode number 168. It was all recommendations for small businesses that we know and we love their products and have been recommended by other people in the RVFTA community also.
And that's not all when it comes to Christmas gifts. We have something really special planned and we really want you to bookmark your calendars right now. So on Friday, December 8th in the evening, we are going to do a Facebook Live And it's going to be our favorite Christmas gifts of all time for the RV and camping enthusiast. We're going to have special guests, and we're going to have a ton of giveaways. We have giveaways from KOA, from Jellystone, from Thetford, from Cabela's, from just about every partner we've ever worked with. We basically just told them, you got to give us something, some gifts to give away.
What you giving away, folks?
Swag bags from Jayco, from Go RVing, and we're going to be giving them away during the show. It's going to be really, really fun.
Camp Casual. You'll want that.
You're going to want that giveaway.
They want
so
that
we'll
giveaway.
Be simultaneously recommending some of our favorite gifts of all time and just giving away a slew of stuff and like a really fun 1 hour Christmas program. And I'm going to be slamming eggnog the entire time, like live right in front of your face.
Do you even drink eggnog?
I think we're shooting for 8 o'clock, but we'll give you the exact time. Friday night, December 8th, RVFT is going live on Facebook for our first annual Christmas spectacular. I love it, and I'm really excited for it.
All right. A big thank you to our sponsors. Thanks so much to Jayco. To see a complete lineup of their products, visit jayco.com, and the Thetford Corporation to stock up on those fantastic toilet stocking stuffers. Head on over to Thetford.com.
And to Camp Casual, head on over to campcasual.com, and you can check out their ever-growing family of really cool retro-inspired RV products.
And get 20% off using Camp RVFT.
It's a code just for
Hello,
you.
People.
Just for you. Friday, December 8th, first annual RVFTA Christmas spectacular. Put it in your phone now, because if you watch it a day late, the giveaways are going to be done, people.
All right, we'll
see
you at the Christmas spectacular.
We'll see you there.